all across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Bob Gould.
And welcome once again to a program here, Veterans Radio. I'm Bob Gould, and with me today is my partner, longtime 12-year partner, and he's been on the sick list recently, folks, but here he is, Dale Thronberry.
Good afternoon, Bob, and good to be here. It's good to be anywhere on a Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern Time with the sun
is
shining.
It's a great time.
It's
a great time.
The best time of year. Flowers are starting to push up.
No mosquitoes.
No, not yet.
Well, you know, something to say for all.
But it is nice. It
something
is nice.
To say for all that that cold. Well, we got a lineup, and I want to get into it very quickly. But, hey, I'm going to raise this thing. There we go. Oh, much better. And we've got Conway Truckload. We have a representative there. So, you know, whenever you listen to the program, you should always have paper, pencil, pen, crayon. Ain't that right, Dale? Because we give out a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. Even, you know, charcoal and piece of paper. I do have two quick announcements.
Fire.
If I can do that. Number one is at the Michigan Theater. This is local for all of you. Hey, if you have an event going on, let us know, and we'll promote it for you. But this is at the Michigan Theater here in Ann Arbor on Tuesday evening, March 31st at 7 p.m. They're going to be showing the documentary Last Days in Vietnam. This is produced and directed by Rory Kennedy. And for veterans out there, you can get free tickets to this showing of this documentary. All you got to do is go to michigantheater.org/shows/lastdaysinvietnam, and you can pick up a free ticket for this. This, again, is on Tuesday, March 31st at 7 p.m.
Wow, what is that, Tuesday? Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
a couple of days.
Listen to your headphones, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. This same program was produced for public television, and it is going to be on most public television stations at the end of April, on April 28th. As a matter of fact, we're going to be having some people from Last Days in Vietnam on our program, hopefully on the 26th, I believe it is. So again, Last Days in Vietnam, produced and directed by Rory Kennedy, and supposedly there's film and things that have never been seen before. So I encourage you, local people, local veterans, local everybody, head out to the Michigan Theater on Tuesday at 7 o'clock, March 31st.
Now, is there going to be any speakers there, too?
Didn't say anything about a panel discussion at this one that I am aware of.
Will the producer be there, directors?
Couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you. But the last thing is that there's care packages for veterans are being collected along the West Stadium Business Corridor. And so for the next couple of days, if you want to go to Big George's Home Appliance Mart or Deluxe Drapery or Anderson Paints, you can drop off things that you would like to send to the veterans and to the military that are serving overseas. So they've been doing this for a month. Lots of boxes they've already filled up.
Where can they get information on that, do you know?
Stop off at Deluxe Drapery or Big George's and ask for information. But they have boxes in their lobbies, so it's a great opportunity to help out.
Always help out.
Always help out. Yeah. Always help a vet.
Well, I got something.
You do?
Yeah, something that really grabs me. You know where it grabs me, man, and I don't like it, and I'm going to say it every time
Here we go. This is a paid announcement that does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Veterans Radio or
right.
the station.
It's my opinion, but I've got to say it, folks, and you've heard me say it before on the air, and I'm going to say it again. I was reading the Free Press the other day. That's a Detroit Free Press. And there was a short blurb on the left-hand side. There's like News of the Nation or what, and they were talking about there was an incident at an airport.
Down in New Orleans.
Oh, it was in New Orleans?
It was in New Orleans,
okay.
Yeah.
Where this individual got a little testy with the... with the screeners. That wasn't the story. When they had it in the Free Press, it talked about so-and-so, Army veteran. For what? What does that mean, Army veteran? It had nothing to do with the story. Nothing. Absolutely. Guy wasn't in camouflage, nothing like that. They had to mention Army veteran. I mean, what if he was a pharmacist? You know, so-and-so, shoe salesman.
Local pharmacist.
But we never hear that. No, we don't. No, we don't hear any of that stuff. Shoe salesman, insurance, what? We don't. Mechanic. We don't hear that. We hear Army veteran. How many times? Start keeping track of that and call the... I called the newspaper, and they wouldn't put me through to the editor. And I was polite and to the point, but they wouldn't put me through. Like, why don't you... I mean, why did you folks add that? It had nothing to do with the story. It's prejudicial, and I'm sick and tired of it, of seeing that time after time. Start taking notice of that, folks. Give these newspaper reporters, and most of them are young, right? Right. You know, oh, man, what do I know about being in the Army? Well, anyway, I'd like to see this become a national issue to where we can eliminate that. There's no reason for that to be in that article. So when you see that, call that newspaper, call that editor, call that reporter, and say something. Okay? Right.
I know. Well, because it paints all the veterans and all military with a really big, broad brush. And it's not necessary. It's not necessary.
It had nothing to do with the story. Nothing.
It sets people...
It was superfluous, and it had nothing to do with the story.
It sets everything back years and years and years. Brings up a lot of bad memories.
But we do have stuff going back years and years and years.
We do. Oh, no, yeah. Oh.
Coming up, and it's going to be our first guest right now, the Agent Orange Legacy Town Hall meeting. And that's coming up on May the 9th. At the Northville High School, and it's to inform veterans, their families, and the community of the effects of Agent Orange. Of course, we know a lot about that and the dioxins that were used during the Vietnam War. Dale, you were telling me a little story about just before we came on air. Why don't you very quickly talk about that?
Well, first of all, we were outside in our company area one time, and these two giant C-130s, I guess it were flying over the compound, and they were all spraying stuff, and we all looked up and just, you know, what is this stuff? Is it probably went into our mouths and everything else? And we didn't know. We figured it was you know, like bug repellent, mosquito killing stuff. But within 2 or 3 days, every form of vegetation in our area was dead. I mean,
you guys got killed
all this stuff. Well, we even sprayed it one time. I was talking to a guy from my company a couple of weeks ago, and he said, "You remember when we sprayed that Agent Orange?" I go, "We did." And he sent me a picture. There we are, sitting in an helicopter. We've got the big wands out the side so that we can spray the Agent Orange, you know, in the jungle area or landing areas, wherever it happened to be. So I don't think that there's any place in Vietnam that where you were safe from not being exposed to that. In addition to the blue, you know, the guys in the Navy, they carried it on their ships. The Air Force guys were spraying it all over the place. And I'm really anxious to hear about this Agent Orange Town Hall. In fact, my wife told me I have to go to this. Because I have a son and I have a grandson,
right.
And I've got to let them know that if I was exposed to this stuff, that something could happen down the road.
Well, we got someone here that's going to be part of the Vietnam Veterans of America that is sponsoring it, Mr. Dennis Whaling. Dennis, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Bob and Dale.
How'd you like that little story?
Very well. It was C-130s. I don't know if those were used. I know C-123s were used.
I don't recognize Air Force aircraft. I'm sorry.
Okay. They'll
look
used
similar.
To even be a 124.
They go fast and faster.
Faster, that's it, yeah.
Okay.
So, Dennis, tell us about, I mean, here the, okay, what this town hall meeting, folks, is going to be about is going to be the legacy, not necessarily about the soldiers and sailors and Air Force people that were directly, but they're offspring. Tell us about that, Dennis.
Well, unfortunately, dioxins get into the DNA. And in this case, it goes down 7 generations, or in other words, 140 years. And according to a 64-page study by the Aspen Institute, they replaced the Ford Foundation that was doing the initial studies. The effects of these dioxins are carried in the DNA of the affected person for up to the 7 generations, as I mentioned. So it's important that this information is made available to all the concerned participants, general public and medical profession included. Now, our keynote speaker is Dr. Trudy Bennett. She's of the University of North Carolina, the Gilling School of Global Public Health, and she specializes in childhood diseases. So we're not just bringing in local people, we're bringing in top-notch experts. Also, Congressman Dave Trott, State Senator Patrick Colbeck will be speaking. Moki Porter of the VVA in D.C. and Nancy Switzer, she will be there. She's also from VVA in D.C. Moki's going to be going over the legislative bills, introducing Congress. Nancy Switzer does critical document storage.
Okay, but what kind of bills are being introduced? To do what?
Well, to try and make the government more accountable.
Yeah.
And that's just not happening right now.
It's to let our audience know that there are many presumptive diseases that were caused by exposure to Agent Orange. Most of them have to do with some sort of cancer, Parkinson's, leukemias, and so forth. But they were very specific about the types of leukemia that you might have had, because I had a good friend who died of leukemia, and they said it was the wrong kind,
correct,
and so he wasn't entitled to benefits. And that just set us all off. And there's a number of people, in fact, I think it's a representative, Tammy Duckworth, is involved with trying to get some laws changed in that, too.
Yes.
This is huge, folks. We're talking generations, seven generations. You know what that is? 100 years, man. That's a long...
140 years.
Yeah. That's a long time. I don't think I'm going to be around for that either. But you know what? We got to do something. Dale, do you think maybe we could cover that and put that on our internet radio station? Is that a possibility?
There certainly is. You know, we can get together with Dennis at another time and see if there's a way that maybe we can be down there recording at least some parts of it and put it up as podcasts and so forth. That would be pretty great. You know, really get the word out. I think this is a great thing that your local VVA is doing, and I think we need to spread it out across the country, because if we don't make enough noise, it's just going to get swept under the carpet again.
Correct.
Yes. Tell us more, Dennis. What else are you folks putting on that day? You got breakfast, snack?
we'll have breakfast, snack, coffee, juice, that kind of thing. Probably some cookies, too, a little later on. The event runs from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 p.m.
Oh, good. Short day. That's great.
Yeah, it'll be a short day. We are also going to have a panel discussion. And the speaker we had last year, Dr. Edwin Martini, will also be there. Dr. Martini showed all the damage that happened in Vietnam through our spraying. He has been to Vietnam several times, as well as Dr. Bennett. She's been there several times. So we're talking about people that have seen this stuff firsthand, what it's doing to the generations down the road. I'd also like to mention that Bob Cummings of the Agent Orange Writers is going to be speaking. Bob has mm-hmm. lost a child to Agent Orange. And Lori Weber is an affected daughter of a Vietnam veteran, and she's got so many things wrong with her, it makes you cry. It's really a shame.
Makes me cry to even hear this stuff, man.
No, it's not put in our media, but we have to make the media aware. We have to make our legislators aware, and especially have to make the population aware of these things.
Will there be any way to listen to a replay of this at some point in the future somewhere? Is there any way that could be preserved?
Well, right now we have on our website last year's town hall, and I'm sure that we will do that again with this year's.
Oh, you
put
have
it on
to
our
it.
Website so
you
everybody can
it.
Hear it over and over and over again.
Yes, you have to do it. What's that website, Dennis?
That is VVA528.org. And on the left-hand side, you're going to see the Agent Orange insignia. Just click on that, and it'll put you right into the website.
Okay, give that website again.
Okay, I'll do the www in front of it, okay?
Right.
www.vba528.org.
Okay, and the phone number?
Phone number.
734. I got it here. 734-421-1805. Press
correct.
2, I guess. But
yes.
that's for folks that want to attend. They do ask for pre-registration, if possible. I'm sure that's for the food
mm-hmm.
situation. But this is so, so, so important. If you know someone, a relative, a kid, let them know about this. And Dennis, do you have – well, first of all, Dale, do you have something final to say?
No, I just wanted to – I'm already going to be going. My wife said I have to go. And I think that that's really important for all the veterans out there in the local area if you get the opportunity to go to this. It's May 9th, 2015. That's a Saturday morning at Northville High School on 6 Mile Road in Northville, Michigan. And I think we can arrange to at least do our part for recording part of it. And if they're going to video it and put it up on their website, probably on a YouTube type of thing, I think this is really important. Really important, Dennis.
Dennis, do you have any final word here that you'd like to say to the audience?
Yes. As usual, we need support just like everybody else. We do have a GoFundMe account set up, and that is www.gofundme.com/I60B88. And this is not only for us, but for all the other VVAs that want to put an event on. We will help them out financially if we can get enough money.
Go ahead and give that again.
So www.gofundme.com/I60B88.
D as in Dale?
B as in boy.
Delta. Or B. Oh,
boy.
B. Bravo.
Bravo, yes. B as in Bravo.
B as in Bravo. The number 8, did you say?
88, yes.
88, okay. We're hard of hearing, Dennis. You have to excuse us. We're working on it, though. Hearing aids don't fit inside of our
inside of cans. No, they don't. Dennis, we want to thank you very much for being on our program with giving us this information and to the audience. We want to thank you for all the work that the VVA people are doing, all the chapters, all around. We're not looking to beat up any disappointment or failure. We're looking to get help now and make this, bring this out to the forefront and let this be where we are reacting to not only the soldiers, sailors, and the Air Force, but their offspring as well. Dennis, you have yourself a great day.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Wow. Holy moly. I'm going to be there.
This stuff is serious. We talk about...
Sometimes I hear people say, hey, man, I don't want to hear any more of this. The heck with that.
You know,
the heck with that.
Yeah, but you're... It's going down from generation to generation, and that is totally unacceptable. And until, they have to do the research, they have to figure out, what's causing this. We know what causes it, but how to stop it.
If
you're going to be talking to two people that have already suffered from it, a father and a daughter
who's inherited
something, and I've got friends who have had children that have had problems where there was no history of any of these issues in their family, and they're coming down with the leukemias and so forth, and that's just unacceptable. It's not just the PTSD. War is hell, and you pay for it for the rest of your life, whether you like it or not. There are so many things that occur when you are in war that just never go away. And as much as you go on and live your life the best way that you can, there are these chemicals that you've been exposed to. There are the psychological things you've been exposed to. It's everything.
I had somebody I knew was at one point said, well, how long are we going to keep paying for this? You know what I got to say to him?
Hey,
that's for you.
You sent us there. Though we might have volunteered to join the service, we didn't necessarily volunteer to go to some of these countries that everybody, all these guys sitting up in Washington said, oh, good, let's go have a fight over here. You don't know what's over there. Think of the stuff. I mean, these young men and women coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan have been exposed to things that will start affecting them 20 years from now.
We'll do. More will be coming back. Right now, we're getting ready for our next guest. We're going to be talking about jobs for veterans and Conway Truckload. But before we do that guest right now, how about our little message?
Conway Truckload honors the service of American military men and women with an apprenticeship program that allows veterans to use the GI Bill to supplement their income during their first year driving, as well as tuition reimbursement when they begin. Conway Truckload wants to continue the tradition of service right here at home. To learn more, call 866-WORK-FOR-US or visit online true2blue.com/military.
And before we get to the Conway Truckload representative, Dale says we are going to have these folks on just before.
Oh, yes, we're going to reschedule VVA 528 at the first week of May so we can remind everybody of this town hall meeting. So look for us. I think it's May 1st?
May 9th.
May 9th. That's a Saturday. So May 3rd, I think, is going to be, we'll be talking about it.
Sounds good. Right now, Conway Truckload. Well, you know, from time to time, Veterans Radio, in their public service and service to veterans, we offer little snippets of information. And one of the things has been really key with us, and that's veteran hiring. And Conway Truckload has been right there in the forefront. They've had and do have a veteran hiring program. And with me right now, and I'd like to introduce him, is Joshua Landers. He is currently the veterans advocate for Conway Truckload and has been with the company for over 8 years. He's got 8 years of active duty. He was born and raised in Oklahoma. Oklahoma. We don't smoke marijuana. No. In Muskogee. But
Never mind, Bob.
We don't do that. No. But and he was deployed to Baghdad during the surge of 2008. He's also a Purple Heart recipient. And, okay, he is the quick reaction force to areas with mass layoffs to provide career opportunities to those individuals. Wow. Do we have him on? No. We lost his connection. So, Dale, let's you and I talk a little bit.
Oh, tell me all about
Conway.
Tell me all about Conway.
Well, Conway Truckload is one of the big corporations that has had this veterans hiring. In fact, last year we had some of the drivers that were driving at Conway, and they talked about what a great career opportunity that they have at Conway Freight, and there's Conway Truckload. Today we have Conway Truckload, which is, I believe, Josh, why don't you tell us? Josh, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much for being on. So Conway Truckload, is that over-the-road stuff?
Well, you know, we offer regional and local, regional and over-the-road. So we don't offer the local stuff, but we do have regional and over-the-road.
Why do you look for veterans?
Well, you know, honestly, I could go on for hours about...
start now.
Right. But, you know, again, we could go on and on about the skill set they bring, the amazing work ethic and everything they bring in. But I think most importantly it's the attitude. It's the fact that these men and women come in, and no matter what is thrown at them, their ability to adapt and overcome any situation is just remarkable.
And they show up, and they do their job, and they take orders, right?
That is 100% correct.
Now, the Conway Truckload has a specific program, and, well, it starts with, are you always looking for veterans who have driving experience, or will you train them? Why don't you tell us about that?
You know, we want all veterans, regardless of what branch or what they did in the military. We want to employ them all. So for those individuals who have drove in the military, of course, we're going to pay for their experience in the military, and they'll require less training, of course. But for those, for example, like myself, I was just an old scout. So, somebody like myself would come through, and what we actually offer is we will send these individuals through training, and that's going to include their lodging, their transportation to the school, their meals, everything. And we actually cover all those charges for our veterans.
Is that the driver certification program that you're talking about?
Well, that's actually a different program. The verification program, that's actually when these veterans are separating from the service. Individuals with driving experience in military, they can actually go to their local DMV with a signed letter from their commander, and they can actually get a CDL without having to take the driving portion of the exam. They would only have to complete the written portion.
Okay, so they get these are general... Excuse me, that have been in or that are in now? Let's clarify that.
Well, typically what they're doing on this is it has to be within the first 180 days of separating from the service.
Okay, and if they are already out, what do they do at that point?
Well, they got a myriad of options. A lot of them can actually go back to their commander, you know, and again, it's just a simple memo. But for those who can't, or for example, the ones who've been out for maybe a year, you know, that's when I would welcome them to use our programs to get the CDL for free again and get the training that's required for free and let them, you know, let them use our facilities to do so.
Dale.
Hi, Josh. This is Dale. I just wondered, I'm trying to clarify the thing with the training myself. When they go through their CDL training, you mentioned that Conway covers the cost of all training. And in addition, do they get their GI money, or is it just that it covers the training?
No, we as far as the training is concerned, you know, we provide that 100% for free. And what I mean by that is we will pay for their transportation to their school, their lodging while they're at their school, their meals, and their tuition. So, for example, individuals who don't have GI Bill benefits left or somebody who doesn't want to use them, they wouldn't have to. We actually provide that for free for our veterans.
Okay. And then once they pass their written and driving test, one of the things that we've gotten from you folks is that then their GI Bill can subsidize them. They're in their first, say, year or so.
Absolutely. If they decide to use their GI Bill benefits for the first 12 months of employment with us, we can put them into our apprenticeship program. And essentially what that means is for those who qualify, they can receive up to an additional $1,035 a month on top of their driving salary.
Josh, hold your thoughts. We've got a break coming up. That's the music getting us into the break. We'll be right back with Josh after these, the news and this important information.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans' Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
And we're back once again on Veterans Radio. I'm here with my partner, Dale Thronberry, and we have on the line Conway Truckload. I want to get this right. The Veterans Advocate for Conway Truckload, Mr. Joshua Landers, he's talking about the hiring program that they have for veterans. Josh, you were mentioning something about the last 15, 20 seconds. Go over that again, please.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, yes. You were mentioning something about the pay, et cetera, right at the as we were going to our break. Would you go over that again?
Yeah, absolutely. What we have is we're a VA-approved OJT provider. We have an apprenticeship program, and what that means is for individuals who come to work for us who are eligible, they can use their GI Bill benefits for the first 12 months and receive an up to an additional $1,035 a month on top of their driving salary.
Whoa! Boy, that'll be nice.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yes, and generally, how much time is invested by the individual before they can actually get behind the wheel? Do you have any information on that?
I do. For example, you know, say somebody who doesn't have driving experience. Well, what they will do, they will go through our school program, and that's going to be a five-week program. During those 5 weeks, that's, of course, when they'll learn to drive the industry as far as the DOT regulations and stuff like that. So most individuals can expect to be behind the wheel in about 6 to 7 weeks after they do the application process.
You know what, folks? And that's something to say about when you, if you do have a cousin or a son, and I'm sure females are invited. Isn't that right, Joshua?
I'm so sorry. I must have a bad connection. Can you repeat that?
Oh, no problem. Females are also invited to apply. Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so we got males and females, and if you might have a cousin or nephew or niece or neighbor or what, you want to tell them about this because it is a future, not something like, well, we're going to get you driving within 24 hours. No, you got to do some schoolwork. You got to understand about the vehicle. You've got to do it the military way, man. You know, remember how that was? Yeah, I'm sick of learning this. Well, you know what? That's what makes you a good driver, and that's what's going to make you a good employee with the Conway truckload folks. Isn't that right, Josh?
That's right. I mean, as you know, we're all veterans here, and we know the importance and the emphasis on training. And with good training is always going to create a great product. And the drivers that, you know, are driving for us, they're some of the safest and best drivers on the road. And, you know, we take great pride in that. And that's why we have a rigorous training program to make sure that, you know, everybody we have on the road is safe and a conscious driver out there.
That's right. We don't want any duds, man. Any duds drop out and they're gone, but I'm sure that that's not going to happen. In fact, the other day I saw a Conway truckload truck, and it was nice and clean, too. It was really cool. It's all white with that, with the blue lettering on the side. And, well, Josh, tell us about the website where they can go for more information. Go ahead.
Yeah, I invite everyone listening to please go to our website, which is www.true2blue.com, and look at some of the exciting career opportunities we're providing, whether it be for yourself or maybe even for somebody that you could refer. I encourage everyone listening to please go visit our website.
And you can get all the information, but you know what? I think it's time to just apply. You know, you hear so often, oh, gee, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm out of the service now. What's going on? Well, this is a good start, and it is a career. We're talking career here, folks. These are not fly-by-night folks here. This is a national corporation that has the reputation to go with the programs that they offer to veterans. Josh, you've got about, one last statement. Dale, do you have something to say?
No, I just wanted to know where this training takes place, Josh. Do you bring them to a certain place?
We do. We do most of our training here in Southwest Missouri as far as our free training program. But keep in mind, we do have a tuition reimbursement program. So mm-hmm. for individuals who didn't or perhaps wanted to stay at home while they train, we will actually reimburse for the training in their local area as well.
Way hey, cool.
Can't ask for anything more than that.
Oh, way cool. And I am going to give the website, true2blue.com. One more time, true2blue.com. That's going to be a lot of information there. Take your pen, pencil, sit down, go on, and even just do it yourself. Even if you're not looking for work, just go ahead and do it so that you have the information. You can tell somebody about that. Josh, you have the last word. Go ahead.
Well, I would just like to, from the bottom of my heart, everyone listening, I'm truly appreciative of your service. And, again, on behalf of myself and everyone at Conway Truckload, we're very proud of all of your sacrifices you've made for this great country.
Well, we want to welcome you home, too, Josh. Thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio, and we'll connect with you folks again in the near future. You have a great day.
You too, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Wow.
You know, you can even go to the Veterans Radio website, and you can click on employment, and just click on the Conway logo, and it'll take you
right
there.
How simpler can that be?
Pretty simple.
VeteransRadio.net.
Right.
We have a, what do they call that? A button ad, but they call it.
Well, there's a button ad, and there's also a little thing at the top. See how sophisticated we are. Anyway, click on Veteran Employment, and it'll take you right there, and click on their logo, and you're on your way.
How simple could that be? What else can you find on veteransradio.net?
Well, you can find ways of supporting Veterans Radio.
Oh, does that mean we got money?
No, we need money.
We got lots and lots of money.
Well, it depends on how you do your math. But I think we would encourage people to support Veterans Radio. If you like what we're doing, and we love what we're doing, and we want to keep on doing it, you can go to Veterans Radio, and there's another tab on there that says support us. And if you want to help us out financially, we're more than willing to take those funds. We're also, if you've got something that you want, a company that you're running that you want to advertise on Veterans Radio, all the information is there on how to contact Bob, and we'll get all the information to you. Right there.
No check too big, no check too small.
That's right. Plus, we'll send you a copy of our world premiere book, Vietnam Stories,
What's
the best of Veterans
Dale?
Radio. Vietnam Stories, the best of Veterans Radio.
It's pretty cool, too.
The first of many, I hope.
The first of many, yes. And it's a real cool. That one story that you have about the guy that was left and the colonel went back, what was it, 2 o'clock in the morning, went back to get
them.
Yeah,
the night of
wow.
Tet. The night of Tet, 1968.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
Got to read it.
Yes. Yeah, so if you do send us something, well, in fact, you can just say hello and we'll still send you the darn book. All right?
There you
yes.
go.
All right. Whew. Okay. Now, feel-good stories. Well, there's always those in military and soldiers and sailors. And well, I have one that I ran into not too long ago. Pets for Vets. And that, well, I've got somebody on right now. I have a trainer, and she's also been with Pets for Vets. Her name is Cheryl Wassus. Cheryl Wassus, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hi, Bob.
How are things down there in the Sunshine State?
Well, you know, about 40 degrees warmer than they were back in Michigan, so I'm feeling no pain right now.
Well, I wish I could say the same thing here. Okay, you are a retired state parole officer. You're married to a cop. Oh, that's great. 35 years. Well, that's great, too. And you've owned dogs and appreciated their therapeutic value after working in a high-stress job. And come home to loving, non-judgmental companions such as dogs. You started training dogs 15 years ago as a 4-H leader. And now you train dogs for the community's summer parks and recreation. Well, you know what? Why am I reading this? Go ahead and tell us about your background, Cheryl.
Well, that's what I do. I am a dog trainer for the 4-H program, had been in the past. It's what got me started. City parks and recreation, public schools for a period of time in my small business, and I continue as an evaluator for the Canine Good Citizen program for AKC as an approved evaluator. So I also, do this wonderful thing with Pets for Vets.
Now, Pets for Vets, I know that you have information, because when I came across your organization, there was a presentation and a lot of stuff which we don't have time to get through here. Right, okay, but we can talk about the value now. And by the way, folks, it doesn't have to be a dog. It can be a dog, a cat, a gerbil, a horse, or what. Pets for Vets. What are some of the therapeutic values that a veteran can receive when they have a pet?
Well, you know, there's a lot of science behind this, that having a pet in our life helps lower blood pressure. Studies have shown a hormonal response that raises the serotonin level, helps fight depression. You know, and then that oxytocin, that hug hormone that makes everybody feel good. That's what dogs do for us. That's what our companion animals are able to do for us. And every year, unfortunately, in our country, we euthanize about, 4 million dogs and cats that would otherwise make wonderful companions. They've been surrendered to our shelters or our rescues for various reasons. Perfectly recyclable animals that could make someone a lovely companion, and that's what Pets for Vets does. We dedicate ourselves to providing a second chance for those shelter animals by rescuing, training, and pairing them with American veterans who could benefit from having a companion animal. Like you said, it doesn't have to be a dog. It can be a cat. And since the Southeastern Michigan chapter began, we've only been doing it for about a year or two, but we've placed about a dozen animals, two of them being cats. So whatever fits will work for us.
Well, I just lost my pet, my cat of 18 years, and there is a real void. There's a real void every day as I come home, and so I miss that, and I miss that unconditional love that pets can give you, and how this does impact your mental and then again your physical well-being. Now, in particular, when we're looking at military, you're looking at TBI folks and PTSD. Is that correct?
That's correct. We do, you know, once the application has been received at our national website, Clarissa Black is the founder of Pets for Vets. Brilliant recycle that she's doing here with all of these animals from our shelter. Once that application is received, then we start working on each individual chapter in each state, and there are chapters in every state, that's my understanding. But in Michigan, we start trying to find what animal might be a good fit for this particular veteran. And that's after, you know, having received the application, going out, doing a home visit, taking a look at what their situation is, what might be a really good fit, and then we start looking for the right animal.
Let's give out that website real quick.
That website is www.pets-4-vet.com.
Let's give that again. One more time.
www.pets-4-vet.com.
Now, this is also for folks who might have a dog or cat or a pet to donate to be part of the program. Is that correct?
Well, you know, we like to go and shop our rescues and shelters. Like I said, about 4 million animals every year are euthanized at our pet rescues and shelters. So most recently, we adopted a couple of pets that had been actually rescued by the Devoted Barn. One had found its way to the wastewater treatment plant in Detroit, dug her way in there, had a litter of pups, got trapped, got brought out from animal control to this particular rescue. We rescued her, placed her with a veteran that couldn't possibly be happier. Send the YouTube videos of how excited the dog is to see him when he comes home every day. Some of their outings. There was a free Dairy Queen day, and he sent me a YouTube video of his dog enjoying her first Dairy Queen cone. This is a long shot from a dog that had dug its way into the wastewater treatment in Detroit, the plant there. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. We've got a break coming up very quickly, 30-second break, and then we're going to be back with a soldier who has a pet, Pets from Pets for Vets. We'll be right back right after this very important message.
Conway Truckload honors the service of American military men and women with an apprenticeship program that allows veterans to use the GI Bill to supplement their income during their first year driving, as well as tuition reimbursement when they begin. Conway Truckload wants to continue the tradition of service right here at home. To learn more, call 866-WORK-FOR-US or visit online true2blue.com/military.
Ah, we're back once again on Veterans Radio, and I have with me Cheryl Wassum, who is the trainer coordinator for Pets for Vets. I'm going to give out that again, www.pets-4-vets.com. That's pets-4-vets.com. And with me on the line is Mr. Larry Caseville. Larry from Caseville. Is that right? Larry, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Yeah, good to be with you. Thank you very much. Happy to appear on your show. And by the way, before we begin with my story, I'd like to wish Cheryl the best down in the Southlands where she's enjoying fun. It is right now presently snowing like crazy up here in Caseville.
What is that word?
We don't use those four-letter words in this program.
No, we can't use military terminology on your program. I know.
I thought the only ice I had was in my margarita, but I guess not. Larry, how long have you been with Pets for Vets?
About 2 years, a little over 2 years. We received our animal in Memorial Day weekend of 2013. Tell me what you want me, or where you want me to go with my story.
Well, wherever you want to start, give a start. Okay, what prompted you to give him a call?
Well, I have to fill in the blanks then with my background. I was a combat medic in Vietnam. Like many combat veterans coming back from Vietnam and other wars, you know, you live with certain baggage, and I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in dealing with my local VA clinic, a VA doctor suggested to me that I consider getting a pet. Well, I love dogs, always have, and so I set off on kind of about a one-month journey looking for an organization. I happened to run across Pets for Vets on their internet website. I inquired for information. They responded quickly, and referred me to the director for the east side of Michigan, Lori Carr, down in the Detroit area. And this is where the story is so sweet to tell. And veterans out there, I'm telling you, dogs will make a world of difference. Cats, too, for those who love cats. But dogs, they're non-judgmental. I'll go into that a little more in a moment. But the background is, Lori took my case in hand, personally came out and visited me, drove 165 miles to come up to the Thumb to visit me. She interviewed me, developed a psychological profile, which we both laughed at. After she was finished, she said, you're really kidding. And I said, no, that's the way it was. And this is what I'm dealing with. And so anyway, she said, what breed would you like? And I said, a terrier. Didn't have any particular variety of terrier. And so she said, okay, we'll take care of that. It took them a while to find a terrier for me. But finally she called me one day and she says, we've got the perfect dog for you. And by the way, Cheryl is one of those important assets for Pets for Vets because she gets the information from Lori and about the veteran, and Lori takes that information, as she pointed out in her interview here a moment ago, so I'm not going to cover all that. But,
they match the dog
with the veteran. In our case, it was a perfect match.
Larry, I do want to ask a question of Cheryl at this point, and just hang on. I mean, we're getting right back to the story. It's great. But can the recipients, can they choose the or request a choice of the breed of dog or cat or what? Is there some leeway on that? And go ahead, tell us about that.
Absolutely. That's exactly the way Lori Carr presented it to me. She said, you tell us what breed you want. And she went to the ends of the earth. It took them about 5 months to find the breed that we had requested. And we were willing to, you know, wait the time. And finally she called me one day and said, we found the perfect animal for you.
Cheryl, what do you do during that wait time? What are you doing with the vet?
Well, you know, we're staying in touch. We're letting them know that we're looking high and low for the perfect companion. And, you know, that helps with their buy-in to the program. Because if they're part of the process, and they kind of know what they want, and we kind of know what might be a good fit, it's going to be much easier in the long run to keep that dog in their home because it's going to be a good fit.
Okay. You got your you're waiting. Wow, that's a long time, though. Wow, 5 months.
Well, like Cheryl pointed out, they communicated with me on a regular basis, and so it wasn't like we just sat here in dead time. Pets for Vets is so accommodating. Their personnel are so wonderful. And by the way, we come down to the punchline. There is no charge to the veteran for their services. The dog is provided free of charge. The dog wins because they're rescued from being euthanized, as Cheryl pointed out. The veteran wins because it's a good match. In our case, it was a perfect match. This little animal changed my entire life. My wife used to nag me all the time. You never laugh. You never smile.
Ooh.
In family pictures. I heard that for, you know, 47 years. All of a sudden, my life changed.
Larry,
this little dog. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, let's. Dale wants to interject something.
No,
here.
I just wanted to ask Cheryl. I guess it is. Is how old? What's the average age of these dogs when you place them with the veteran? I mean, I'm assuming you don't start off with a puppy.
Well, no, we don't start off with puppies because puppies are actually very easily adapted from rescues and shelters. We like a little bit more mature dog. I can work with just about anything thrown at me. As far as positive reinforcement techniques that we use to train animals successfully, and then we show those same techniques to the veteran to make sure that they reinforce all those good behaviors that we've taught. All of these animals are wonderful once they are brought into the home as far as making great companions for our guys and gals.
And I want to give that website again, folks, pets-4vets.com. And I'm going to read your mission statement. Both the animals and the veterans have been through traumatic events in their lives, and together they can help each other heal. Tell us about that, Larry.
Our little animal, we named him a Sailor because we're Great Lakes boaters. We love the Great Lakes and the open waters. And Sailor has not only adapted well to his new environment with us, but he now rules the roost. This little dog comes out and greets us every time we come home. If we're gone 5 minutes or 5 hours, he comes out and greets us, wagging his tail, kissing our hands. I mean, it's just an upbeat thing. And plus, he's a comedian. Some of the things that he does makes my wife and I both laugh every day.
Well, then, in fact, where's your dog right at the moment?
I believe he's downstairs eating Chop Chop.
Oh, okay.
That's Vietnamese for food, but yeah, Chop Chop.
Okay, and I can tell by your enthusiasm and how you feel that this has obviously had a positive effect, but that have you been able to tell other veterans and gotten them to apply? Has there been something like that in your life?
Absolutely. In fact, I volunteered when I spoke with Lori Carr after receiving the animal, maybe a month later. I volunteered to become their representative for Huron County, where I live. And so I communicate with veterans up here all the time at the VA Medical Center facilities. They walk in clinic, Saginaw VA Hospital. Wherever I come into contact with veterans, I promote the program. I also even built a small float that I pull in parades with my John Deere tractor.
Cool.
Advertising for Vets for Vets. And we also have a local supporter, a veterinarian clinic, who came on board offering a discount to Vietnam veteran, or any veteran who has a Pets for Vets animal receives a discount through this veterinarian clinic here in Caseville. Also, it's a win-win situation all the way around.
Cheryl, how long does that veterinary care continue once the veteran receives the animal?
We make sure that the veteran is set up with all of the startup equipment necessary for them and their new life together, and that includes the dog being totally up to date on all of its shots, with its heartworm medication started, and then we always find a low-cost veterinarian in the area that they can participate with, which is what Larry's speaking to. So we want to make sure that we get them everything they need for a good start, and then off they go.
Now, folks, I want to say this is a national organization. Tell us about that, Cheryl.
Yes, we are a national organization. Clarissa Black, like I had said, is the founder of this organization. It's a 501c3. It's dedicated to providing the second chance for shelter pets by rescuing, training, and pairing them, again, with American veterans. So hopefully we can drum up some more business in all of the chapters across the country. And if people go online to the PetsForVets.com website, they can start the application process there. And just remember, there is no cost to the veteran to start this process, or for the dog, or the startup equipment.
Who pays for it? Once again, who pays for it?
Pets for Vets. We rely on
right.
501c3, a nonprofit,
right,
on donations.
Okay. So you work, do you get any support from the government?
Directly from the government?
Yes.
Unless they're making some type of donation to us? No. It's a 501c3. So we depend on the generosity of others to keep this organization going. And I can tell you, once people find out about us, they embrace us. We've done a lot of outreach locally in southeastern Michigan, have spoken at many different organizations, and most recently at one of the community colleges.
Yeah.
Where they kind of adopted us for the day and took in a lot of donations. So
we're
we depend on the generosity of others to keep this organization going, but it's been wonderful.
We're down to less than 2 minutes, so I've got to give the final word for both of you. Larry Whittell, final word, what do you have to say?
I can't say enough good about Pets for Vets. As Cheryl properly pointed out, and veterans need to remember this, the services are free, the dog is delivered. With a startup package. In fact, when Lori delivered our dog, it took her 4 trips out to her vehicle to bring all the startup package contents. They're just wonderful people. They can't do enough for veterans. I just marvel at their. I just marvel at their generosity.
Okay,
it's a wonderful organization.
I think that says it all right there, Larry. Thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio. Maybe we'll have you again. Real quick, Cheryl, you got 30 seconds. You get the final word. Go ahead and say something.
Okay, Pets for Vets, and bringing together man's best friend and our returning soldiers, showing them both that we have not forgotten. Thanks to everyone for their service. Come visit us at our website or at Southeastern Michigan Pets for Vets Facebook page, and take a look at some of our most recent successes.
Now, this is not only for soldiers. It's for anybody that was a veteran. Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay, that's cool. We want to thank you very much. Geez, we got 30 seconds. Thank you, Cheryl. Please come on the program again. There's the music. Cheryl, you have a great day. Okay?
Thanks, Bob.
Dale, wow, what a program. Holy moly.
Always our most popular programs whenever you have dogs or pets involved.
Yes.
And veterans... Well, these relationships that they form are amazing and are desperately needed.
Okay, Veterans Radio, another program in the can. Until next week,
you are dismissed.